This year in Yeshiva, we learned Yosefus Gittin.
And one of the very beginning remarks of Tosfos Masechet Gittin is that the minhag is to write a get on 12 lines. So Tosfos says, why? Because we have a halakha that between each of the sefarim in the Chumash, you have to leave 4 lines. And if you put together between Bereishis and Shemos, you have 4 lines left out in the Sefer Torah. Between Shemos and Vayikra, there's another 4 lines left out in the Sefer Torah space. And between Vayikra and Bamidbar, there's another 4 lines left out. That's 12 empty lines in the Torah. Therefore, there are 12 lines in a get. So stuff says, hold on. It's like Pluto. Planet just disappeared. It's like Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim just disappeared. What happened here? Says Tosfos, between the Midbar and Dvarim, we don't count, because Mishnah Torah is only a happy recapitulation of what happened in the rest of the Chumash. Mamela, we really have 4 Svarim and an appendix. Bereishis Shmos, Shmos Vayikra, Vayikra and Midbar, each of those have 4 lines between them. We have 3 sets of 4 lines. That's the 12 lines for a debt. We don't need to talk about the differentiation between the Midbar and Dvarim. It's only Mishnah Torah. This idea of being Mishnah Torah with a halachic nafkamina, at least based upon the minhag, the Tosfos quotes, very early minhag, is an idea emphasized by the Ramban. It says the Ramban in his Avdama, part 1, Hasefer Ezeh Nyani Yodua, Shu Mishnah Torah. It's a recap, a chazara of the mitzvot. Aye! Says the Ramban, there are many mitzvot that are already mentioned, that are not mentioned at all, that are not chazara. They're said, they're chidushim. Says the Ramban, that sometimes the chazara, first of all, we have chazara. Who is the chazara mostly said for? Most of the mitzvot and dvarim are said for the Yisrael. Kohanim don't need to have chazara because Kohanim is mizimim. So says the Ramban, point number one, the Chazara in Mishnah Torah is mostly given to the Yisraelim. We have no Kohanim, correct? The Kohanim, there's a reason they don't need to have Chazara, which is why most of the Chazara is only for Yisraelim. Because Kohanim is reason pain. Then part two says the Ramban. Part two. there are some mitzvahs that are still said now. They were never said any other of the 4 Sfarim of the Chumash. So isn't Dvarim just Chazara? Says the Ramban, it's possible that there are some mitzvos that really were not so nodeya until you came into Eretz Yisrael, so they were said here, because they really only were nodeya in Eretz Yisrael. They were not nodeya in the Midbar. Avol Nichtavu, says the Ramban, in the bold of part 2, mitzvos Tzom Rishonim, Shedavim Yotzei Mitzrayim, those were targeted chiefly to the audience of Yotzei Mitzrayim. Ulai, Onodu also mitzvos, Rak Ba'aretz. There's some mitzvos that only applied in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban's Chiddush and Nesachim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Or mitzvos that just were not so common. Memela, it was said only in Sefer Dvarim. And then the Ramban says in part 3 in his Avdama, Terem sheyas l'bivir ha-Torah yisliv l'hochicham. Before the Torah of Moshe is taught again, Moshe gives tochacha to Klal Yisrael. Why? Well, diach chasta v'imayim. Number one, to remember Hashem chesed, and number two, shoyaksu l'kukulam. They shouldn't go off the deep end. Why? They might say, how can we be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Look how we are. We're such terrible people. We're never going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, look, you weren't so great in the Midbar either. And Hashem still took care of you. Don't think you should lose hope going into Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says 3 points. Number one, it's Mishnah Torah, it's a repetition. Kohanim is Rizimhein, which is why Kohanim don't get repeated. Number two, the mitzvos were mostly not nodeya in, mitzvos that were not mostly nodeya in the Midbar were not said over. And number three, we have tochacha. For 2 reasons. Why is tochacha there? Number one, to remind us that we should be the best we could be. To show us how Hashem had his chesed with us, even in the Midbar. Even though we were not so good, Hashem did chesed with us, to remember Hashem's bountiful kindness. And number two, to remind us that don't think you can't inherit Eretz Yisrael, because we can't be on that bar. Lamaisa in the midrash we weren't on that part either, and still things were okay. It's important to just analyze when the Ramban says Tranim Zrizimheim, he's making the jump. Pashim Shah Tranim Zrizimheim is a different idea. What does Tranim Zrizimheim mean? The Ramban Sechel Shabbos talks about certain dinim that exist in the Beis HaMikdash that there was no need to remind the Kohanim of because Tranim Zrizimheim. Meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, Tranim are more Zaris. The Gemara says in Sechel Shabbos, Tranim Zrizimheim. When the Ramban here says, Kohanim don't need to be reminded of the halachos that existed in Vayikra Bamidbar, because there's reason, is not the same thing. Kohanim Zrizimheim means that in the work in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim have more alacrity. It doesn't necessarily mean that Kohanim remember things better. Kohanim are more dedicated in general. It means in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim are more zaris. That's all we see. So the Ramban is taking the idea found in the Chumash, or in the Halacha, which is that Kohanim are more zaris in Halacha, and saying, oh, they don't need to do Chazara either. That's the Kiddush. Say that if you have a coin in your class, then the coin doesn't need to do Chazara for the Bechina. Is not necessarily the same thing as saying the Kohanim are more zaris, more mappin in Torah mitzvos. But it seems the point of the Ramban is somewhat hinted to by the Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar that talks about the Edom. That says that why is it that the Levim were not counted in the numbers of the Jewish people when Hashem counted the Jewish people? The Levim were not counted with the rest of the Jews when they went into Eretz Israel. Why were they zochet to all go into Eretz Israel? There's a certain amount of mysterious nefesh, a certain dedication that the Kohanim have. It's beyond the scope of the Beis HaMikdash alone. The Levim and the Kohanim were more zaris in general. They're more machbid on Kavod Hashem. They're more dedicated to Torah mitzvos. And to such an extent, the Levim, those that were in the Midbar, got to go into Eretz Israel. Only the other Shvatim that were involved in certain problems died in the Midbar and could not go into Eretz Israel. But Levim, all of them in the Midbar, all those that left Mitzrayim, were still able to go into Eretz Israel. So we see here an extension of the concept what the Ramban calls Kohanim Zrizimheim. Even though in the strict reading of the Gemara, Kohanim Zrizimheim meant in mitzvos, we see based on the Medrash it means an entire lifestyle. They were more machbid on Kavod Hashem, Kavod Hashchina. They were generally more machbid, which means it makes sense for the Ramban to tell us that even in learning Torah, they're more machbid. They didn't need to have their halachos repeated in Sefer Dvarim, because in general, they were more machbid. They were people that were more machbid altogether. The same Levim that left Mitzrayim were the ones that were able to go into Eretz Israel. They have more of a hakbad in general. And then the Ramban tells us another part in the Akdama is that the reason Moshe was Muslim before he went to Eretz Israel was, number one, to remember how great Hashem was that he held with us even though we were not keeping up our part of the bargain. Number two, that we shouldn't be nichshal and think, oh, you know, we can't really manage this. Eretz Israel is so hard. How can we hold ourselves to such a high standard, but don't do those right away? Says the Ramban, Moshe says, look, you weren't so great in the Midbar either, and Hashem still protected you. This idea is an idea which is explored in many different places. The Gemara says, Masechet Shabbos, famous Gemara, that in Purim, when he said, Kima v'kiblu, Kima v'ashikiblu kfar, that was a tremendous reacceptance of the Torah. But before we accepted the Torah in Purim again, Rava says, when we accepted the Torah in Har Sinai, it was really a hoax. Moda'a Rabba Le'araisa. We could have said this was not true, not fair. It was a mekaf tov. So Hashem put the mountain on top of us to lead us. So obviously we had to accept the Torah. We didn't really accept the Torah. When was the Torah really accepted? In times of Achashverosh. So Lemaisa says the Ramban, I don't understand. On the top of the second page. Umetarius Tarek Rabbi Meir Achashverosh, it was only in Achashverosh, says the Ramban Kashi, the Chimat Kabbalah Zu, also Misofa Shalom at Schilasil. Im Pradim Achashverosh, Mitzuvim, Raman Enshu.
That means, Taka, if this is really true, that until we accepted it in the days of Achashverosh, there was absolutely no acceptance of the Torah, so why did we get punished if we accepted it, if we violated the Torah until the days of Purim? The Torah, every day until Purim, the Jews were scot free. They didn't need to receive the Torah. The Torah is only received and accepted by us on Purim. So why did the Jews ever get punished for anything they did to transgress the Torah before Purim?
Says the Ramban, no. What really happens was, when we accepted the Torah on Har Sinai, then it was good for us. We actually wanted it. And the entire time we were in Eretz Yisrael, it was good for us, good for the Torah. We accepted the Torah, we kept up the bargain of the Torah because we were in Eretz Yisrael. Since Lamaisa was good for us, we never bothered trying to tell Hashem we didn't want the Torah. Because Lamaisa, says the Ramban, the whole time we had the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, we had Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is for the Jews. Was it good for us to have the Torah? Was it good for us to have Eretz Yisrael? Yes. So there's no reason for us to ever cash in on the Mador Rabbah. Says the Ramban, when we went into Golos, Rahman al-Hassan, we said, hold on, that's not fair. We're in Golos, that means you're actually keeping what the Torah said and punishing us because of it? Now we're going to cash in. Mador Rabbah al-Hassan, we never wanted the Torah in the first place. Because it doesn't help us. Says the Ramban, in the beginning, when the Torah was beneficial for us being in Eretz Yisrael, we had no reason to actually exercise this Mador Rabbah al-Hassan, this excuse of saying the Torah was forced upon us. But once we actually went into Golos, we said we didn't want the Torah anymore because the Torah is hurting us rather than helping us. Says the Ramban, Mishadalu Mashrim Adala Adavar. When we went into Golos, that's when we complained. And says the Gemara, that's why, when was the Mador Rabbah null and void? When did we actually accept the Torah? Beratzon? Only there's not the Jewish, which was in Golos, Bavel, and Golos, not that we accepted it. To show that even though we had Golos, we're going to now still accept the Torah anyway. But the concept of the Ramban and the Akdama, that the Torah would help us in Eretz Yisrael, but might hurt us when we don't do Golos, as really the Ramban says in his Parish of Shabbos, in the Kedushah of the Shabbos also, that when the going was good in Eretz Yisrael, we wanted the Torah. Afterwards, we thought we might not want it, we still accepted it anyway. But says the Ramban, what reminds us of having the power of the Torah, of course, is Musar. Such a powerful thing, says the Netziv, that Mishneh Torah, Sefer Dvarim, is the quintessential Sefer Musar for Dori Doros. Anyone that wants to learn Musar, best Musar, says the Netziv, is not Mesilas Yesharim, not Archa Sadikim, not Derech Hashem, but Sefer Mishneh Torah. Which is why even the Melech, when he needed to have a Sefer, the Melech needs to have his own Sefer Torah. But what is it, how does the Torah refer to? What should he write? He should write Mishneh HaTorah. Because ultimately, what was the most important part of the Musar for the Melech? Even though he had a chiyuv to have the whole Sefer Torah, was after Mishneh Torah, because Mishneh Torah is the quintessential Musar Sefer for Dori Doros. That's the idea the Ramban is telling us, that every person can see within themselves different Musar. And Rashi tells us, in the very beginning of Dvarim, if Musar is so important, Mishneh Torah is so important, why didn't Moshe tell it to us earlier? Why didn't he have a whole Sefer Dvarim even earlier? Why didn't he give us more Musar beforehand? Says the Rashi, look at human nature. Human nature is that Moshe learned from Yaakov how to approach people. Yaakov only gave Musar to his children right before he died. Because Yaakov said, Reuven Beni, you might tell me, why didn't I give you Musar earlier? I was concerned that perhaps had you had Musar earlier, you would have gone to the dark side. You would have left to Esav. What an unbelievable Esav. Says Rashi, Yaakov said, Reuven Mechori Yata. Had I given you Musar earlier, you would have said, come on, I don't need the Musar. I'll go to where it's easy, I'll go to Esav. There was actually a chashash that Reuven would have gone to Esav if Yaakov would have given him the exact same Musar earlier. Pella, to human psychology, how sometimes, even though we need the Musar, no one's perfect, we know we're not perfect, how Reuven himself, had he heard the Musar earlier, would have left Yaakov's camp and perhaps down to Esav, which is why Yaakov only gave him Musar later. And says Moshe, the same thing was true. Perhaps the Jewish people would have left my Shechina, well, my camp, says Moshe, and gone instead. Unbelievably so in human psychology. We all know we need Musar. We know that we're not perfect. No one's perfect. But it's hard for us to take it. No one likes hearing Musar. Whether in spousal relationships, in parental children relationships, in rabbi teacher relationships, in human relationships in general. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes. But we don't like hearing it. Reuven himself might have gone off the derech, says Rashi, had it been that he heard Musar earlier from Yaakov, he just needed to hear it at the end of his life. What a powerful lesson to us. How no one wants to hear Musar, how we all have to. So we see from the Ramban several important points. Number one, Mishneh Torah, an idea that the Tosfos already made famous the halacha. Mishneh Torah, it's only repetition. We don't count the three lines that separate between Ramidbar and Dvarim. Number two, Karnam Zrizimheim. The Ramban is really quoting an interesting idea of Karnam Zrizimheim. It's at first glance, the Ramban is making an extrapolation. All evidence we have for Karnam Zrizimheim is only lahalacha. But like I said, we see that it was not just the halacha. In general, the Velten Sham of Levi, Shevet Levi of the Kohanim was to be more scrupulous. They were more makbid, as we know, with the Adil, and they were zocha all to go into Eretz Israel. They were zocha all to go into Eretz Israel because, by definition, they are people that were more nisar and tar mitzvos in general, not just with lakri, with mitzvos, but specific mitzvos, and therefore, they didn't need the chazara either, as the Ramban says, quoting the Melitza, Kohanim's Rizim Haim. What about Musar in general? So the Musar, first of all, the Musar was in order to appreciate Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says in his Chiddushim to Maseches Shabbos that the Jews, when the going was good, Eretz Yisrael was okay. We never needed to cash in on our Modar Rabbah and the ability we could have said that Hashem forced us to have the Torah, we don't want it. We went into Galus, then in theory, we could have said we didn't want it. As the Ramban says here, if you're in Eretz Israel, you might think you want the Torah, but once you go into Galus, you might think it's too hard for us. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is that even in Galus, we decided Hadar Tibul B'Meach Yisraelosh to accept the team of a Tibul. And point number three about Musar is that the Nesivah says Sefer Dvarim is Musar for everyone, but Musar is hard to accept. Well, no one wants Musar. No one wants to admit that we make mistakes. No one wants to admit that we're not perfect. Even Reuven himself didn't want to admit that he was perfect. But it's important for us as we approach Sefer Dvarim, we approach the 9 days, to remember that the 9 days are just about avelos for a binyan, for the Beis HaMikdash itself. And we go through the 9 days just thinking about that, we're not going to really get the essential point. The point is, the Mishnah Berurah points out from the earlier postim, any tainus, is that a person who's yoshiv abatzot yashin dami, if you sleep or you just do nothing the whole day, you didn't really get the message of the tainus. The message of the tainus is to remind ourselves that we can improve. And certainly the 9 days, the 3 weeks and 9 days, to remember that any dar, which the Beis HaMikdash was not built in, is to yilu nechrav v'yamav. To remember that we all have ways, although we don't like thinking about it, ways we can improve both in Adam HaChavero and in Adam HaMakom. And as we read the mournful tune tomorrow of Chazon Yeshayahu and Amotz in the Nigun of Eicha, we're confident that as Hashem next year, we will dance with Yeshayah, Vinyan Bais HaShlishi, in Heirah.